Fresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to the Refresh Radio Program. It's June 19th, 2025. We pray that you are having a wonderful, glorious, marvelous, blessed day. We're going to dive into Ephesians chapter 6. We're talking about our ability to pray. And as Christians, we are all called to be people of prayer. It's not that we pray to watch a clock, but it is true that the more you are in love with someone, the more you will want to spend time with them. And the time that you spend with them should involve communication with them. And that's what prayer is doing. Before I get too much into this today, let me say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete has been in Brevard County doing concrete work. They are experts in all things concrete. They've been doing that for decades and decades and decades. Mr. Anderson was at Merritt Assembly of God before I was, and I've been there for over three decades now. He's been there a long, long time. But before he was at Merritt Assembly of God, he was doing concrete work. They have great expertise. They have decades of experience, and they have a fantastic work ethic. Most of the day-to-day operations is now done by Greg. Greg is the son, and he's if you call that number, 321-536-5804, you will get a message that says JITS, and that's J-I-T-S. And if you leave your name and number, if he doesn't answer when you call, he will call you back. And I can tell you this, I've seen him do fantastic work. He was doing a project across the street from the church. It was on a Saturday. He was doing some of the preparation work because, you know, it's not just coming and pouring concrete. You've got to get everything prepared underground and things like that. And I looked over there, and he was just covered in concrete dust because he was getting things ready to be taken out so that they could pour what needed to be poured and do it the right way. And so they're involved from every aspect of it, from the coming out and assessing what needs to be done, preparing for what needs to be done, doing what needs to be done, cleaning up from what has been done, and then getting out of the way so that you can move forward. If you got a concrete project coming up, you may find that my concrete guy could be your concrete guy. 321-536-5804 is how you could get in touch with them and find that out for yourself. So today we are going back to Ephesians chapter 6. We're talking about prayer. I told you earlier in the broadcast here about that if you love someone, you want to spend time with them, and you want to be in communication with them. So one of the things that happens with me or my wife, it happens both ways, is if one of us has a problem, whether it's a problem with a vehicle, whether it's a problem where I'm trying to cook something in the kitchen and I'm out of my element, if it's something that happens with laundry, whether it's something that happens with bills or directions or whatever, we will call the other person because we're in the journey together. And so if my wife is driving and something happens with the car, I'm the first person that she calls. Now, I may not, because I'm not God, I may not be able to resolve the issue, but I may be able to get in touch with the person who can. And so as we look at this today, we finished yesterday talking about that our struggle, it's not against flesh and blood. Our struggle is not against people. It's about the forces and the authorities of darkness behind those people. And we were talking specifically about the rulers of the darkness. And make no mistake about it, since Jesus is the light of the world and heaven doesn't need any artificial light because Jesus is the light thereof, you can rest assured that hell, actually the lake of fire, is going to be a place of eternal darkness. Now, because we're in a spiritual struggle, and it is not if you're going to be in the struggle, you are in the struggle. If you're a believer, you're in the struggle. If you are not a believer, you're in the struggle, but there are people who are fighting for you instead of fighting against you. So you've got people who are praying for you. You've got people who are reaching out in love for you. There are people who are intervening and interceding to the greatest degree of their ability, but you still have that free will that God gave to you, and it's very important that that free will gets employed to say yes to what God's plan is for your abundant life instead of the enemy's plan for your ultimate and eternal demise. So, today as I begin this, and we're looking at the fact that we are in a struggle and that there is very real darkness in the world, and sometimes that the territory of darkness impacts family members or loved ones or neighbors or coworkers, I need to point out a little phrase here. So let me read verses 10 through 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So yesterday I did not get to conclude with the prepositional phrase that says the rulers of the darkness of this age. The word age there, it means a long period of considerable time. I wish that I could promise you that whenever we pray that we are going to get an immediate answer, that when we're praying for our prodigals to become believers, that they would respond willingly. But people tend to be stubborn. They tend to be proud. So a lot of times it takes much longer than what we would want. It takes longer than what God wants, and it takes longer than is in the best interest of people who are fighting against the God who wants to bring them out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the rulers of the darkness want to keep things dark for as long as possible. So I'm a big fan of early diagnosis, because early diagnosis means that you can get the problem resolved quicker. A lot of times, however, things are advancing secretly and we don't know them. And whenever that happens, I hope that you do not treat the battle lightly, but instead you treat it aggressively, you say all hands on deck, we are going to deal with this in a very serious manner. So when we're praying for those who are lost, I want to build your faith a little bit today, because it says the rulers of the darkness of this age. And I can tell you that this age has an expiration date on it. I want to tell you that the family members that you are praying for, that God wants to bring them out of an age of rebellion, and he wants to bring them into an age of obedience. So we have to be prepared in prayer to continually come before the throne of grace to find help in our time of need. We continue to struggle against the principality. We continue to struggle against any authorities that are trying to keep people in darkness. We struggle against anyone that is trying to be a ruler and keep people in darkness. I never really thought that we would be living in a time in America where people were fighting to keep the truth from being revealed. But here we are, where there are literally people actively engaged to keep truth from coming to light. Now, that is just the tip of the iceberg, because the spiritual dynamics of darkness are working to keep people dead in their trespasses and sins, to keep them in the spiritual darkness, to keep them spiritually blinded to the reality of who Jesus is. Just because the enemy is doing that doesn't mean that we give up. We continue to wrestle. We wrestle and we keep on wrestling. We struggle and we keep on struggling. We bind and we keep on binding. We pray and we keep on praying. We love and keep on loving. We tell them the truth and keep on telling them the truth. Because this age will give way. It is not meant to stay forever. And so you and I need to say, God, I don't know how long this season is, but I pray that when this season is over, that there will be a new name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's those family members you're praying for. It's those neighbors that you are praying for. Don't give up. Don't bury your head in the sand like an ostrich and just pretend like it's all going to blow over. No, this is make sure that the light penetrates, overpowers, and conquers the darkness. That's the privilege of the battle that has been assigned to us. So, moving on, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, there are two words that are italicized. That means that they're not actually found in the text. They're supplemented there to make the wording work better for us in the English. And so it talks about against spiritual wickedness. Okay? It's about wickedness that impacts the spiritual aspect of humanity's makeup. Always bewilders me how Hollywood is attracted to spiritual evil, and they tend to fight against anything that is spiritually healthy or holy. They're attracted to witches and warlocks and sorcery and demons and all of that. And yet they flipped the script and don't want to have anything to do with things that are healthy and holy and godly. I guess it doesn't make much of a script if you think that if you live a holy life, it's going to be a boring life. I'm here to tell you that if you live a holy life, it's going to be an adventure. It's going to be a thrill ride like no other. He's going to take you from grace to grace, one level of faith to another level of faith, from one level of strength to another level of strength, that you are going to find him faithful in generation after generation after generation. It's an adventure. There were a lot of people in Israel that played it safe when Goliath came out and taunted the armies of the Hebrews day after day after day. They quaked in their boots and they hid in their tents morning and evening. And David said, I think with God's help, I can take him out. And he did. So let's not be looking so much for that place of comfort, that place of complacency, but let's be looking for the place where we can see God's victory, not only taking territory from the kingdom of darkness here in the physical realm, but also to create a spiritually healthy environment. The word pneuma is the root word from where this word spiritual comes from. And, you know, it's amazing. There are millions and millions, tens of millions of people who don't really care about their breathing until they have difficulty breathing. They don't give any thought at all to the spiritual aspect of their life until all of a sudden it dawns on them one day at the doctor's office that they are mortal, and all of a sudden they've got to give thought to, where am I going to spend eternity? Many in Brevard County deal in hospice houses. They deal in rehab centers and nursing homes and intensive care units, long-term care facilities. And I commend those people, especially the ones who are servants of God. And this is what I tell them. You have been strategically positioned by God as the last line of opportunity for many people to ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life. There are very real spiritual concerns, spiritual issues. The spirit man is not a figment of your imagination. So here, a few weeks ago, I woke up in the morning and I had received a text message, and it was someone who was reaching out to me. Here's kind of the unusual thing about Merit Assembly of God is we've got people scattered across the country that used to be a part of Merit Assembly of God, and I'm still many of those people's pastor, even though we're separated by thousands of miles, hundreds of miles in some cases, but they still reach out to me as their pastor. I just wish that there were more local who were here that I could share in the journey with. And this family that reached out, they were reaching out on behalf of someone in their life who had just come face to face with eternity. And I don't know where this person, this family was. I know where the family that reached out to me, I know where they are spiritually, but this other family, I don't know where they were. And all of a sudden, they want to know where God was. And my answer to that question is the same. It's the same all the time. Jesus is on the throne. Jesus is right there with you. Jesus is waiting for you to reach out to him. So there is the Spirit of God who is in relentless pursuit of the lost. So there are spiritual dynamics that are taking place. So we need to pray that the Holy Spirit would mobilize. You may have loved ones in a different part of the country. You can pray and ask God to mobilize the saints so that God will strategically position born-again believers who will lead your loved one into a relationship with Jesus Christ right there where they are. But at the same time, we need to be praying, saying, God, I pray that not only will you do that for my loved one, but make me the answer to someone else's prayer so I can lead their loved one to Jesus, because not everybody goes to heaven. It says that there is a broad path that leads to destruction. The enemy, for some reason, wants as many people to miss heaven as possible, where Jesus died so that as many people could go to heaven as could possibly go. So, spiritual safe places of wickedness. And that word wickedness, it means that which is wicked or malicious. It is the state of being wicked or evil. It is the unrighteousness who are full of wickedness. The lexicon goes on and it says it's a condition of malice or sin. Listen to this. This gives you the greatest clarity of what this word means. Opposed to God and to divine truth. So there is a spiritual condition and they are in opposition to God, to God's people, to God's word, and to God's truth. They do not want God and his word impacting those that they are keeping in the dark. So let me tell you this. Wickedness is painful. Wickedness is miserable. It is not enjoyable. Okay, all you got to do is look at the history books, look at the headlines, and you will see that wickedness causes misery. It causes pain. It causes suffering. It causes death, heartache. Wickedness is a death style as opposed to holiness being a lifestyle. And so we need the armor of God so that we can deal with spiritual forces that are opposing God's plan of redemption in a successful way. The spiritual wickedness is in heavenly places. Therefore, it must be dealt with from the place where God has seated us in Christ Jesus in the heavenlies. So many, many years ago, there was a countywide conference that happened down in Melbourne. And there was a person, his name was Ed Silvoso. He had come out of a military background. He was not from America, Argentina strikes me as being the place he was from. Could be wrong on that. But he made this statement. He said, talk to God about your neighbor. Then you can talk to your neighbor about God. And so here's the way that I put it. Jesus said, I give to you the keys to the kingdom. Keys have a strategic use. One key does not open every door. God knows the key that is necessary to open up the heart of the loved one or the person that you are praying for and want to see them come into the marvelous light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus knows the key. I have in my pocket, okay, here's what it sounds like. I used to have 30 or 40 keys that I carried around in my pocket. And so several years ago, we have a locksmith, Secure, Safe, and Locked. They came and they helped me out. They created segments of the building to where a certain key would open up every door that I needed. And so there was about three of those situations. And then they gave me a master key. They gave me a master key that would open up every one of those. And I still have my house keys and my car keys and all that sort of stuff. So I've still got a lot of keys. But I have a key that will unlock any door that I needed to open up at Merit Assembly of God. I can tell you this. The Holy Spirit knows the key that will open blinded eyes, that will open hardened hearts, so that people will quit running from God and start running to Him. So how do we deal with spiritual wickedness in heavenly places? We turn to the Father and we say, Father, would you open up the floodgates of heaven? And Lord, would you cause grace and mercy to overwhelm? Lord, Holy Spirit, would you be in relentless pursuit of those? Open up their eyes to see the goodness of God, the holiness of God, to see the goodness of Jesus Christ, and ask Him to be their Lord and Savior. Let's do battle today in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.